All right, listen, bitch, this is your wake-up call. You've been playing small for far too long, and it's time to step into the true power and potential that's been inside of you. All along, I'm your host, Brandon Lynette, Christian mindset coach, best-selling author, and your new personal cheerleader. And this is the Listen, Bitch podcast. We're in season seven. This is all about unapologetically owning your worth, embracing the bold vision that God has for your life, and shattering every limit that has been holding you back. So if you're ready to get out of your own way, stop second-guessing your dreams, and start living the life that you were born to live, then you're in the right place. Every week, we're diving deep into faith, mindset, and the hard truths that are going to help you unlock your next level. No sugarcoating, no bullshit, no excuses, just real talk about stepping into your destiny as a human of purpose and power. It is time to stop playing nice, baby. Let's get ready to rise up, show up, and make this your year. Let's go. This is Listen, Bitch, where faith meets fierce and you finally start stepping into your true potential. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Listen, I opened my mouth and yesterday I said that I had a guest episode today. And unfortunately, I got stood up. I got stood up. Okay. I wish I could say this is the first time, but you guys know, like, it happens a lot. And, here's the thing. I said Eastern time zone and she didn't take note of that. And so I totally understand. But at the same time, like, let's be respectful of each other's time. I move stuff in my chaos ass day to be available, and I completely respect people's times. I double check time zones every single time to make sure that I'm being respectful of someone else's time. But yeah, to be honest, it's, I know everybody makes mistakes. It's cool, but it definitely just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. So what am I gonna, like, it just makes me tired of like trying to bring people on the podcast. Like, I don't know, maybe I need to charge like a deposit. Like, hey, you guys, if you want to be on the podcast, why don't you give me $35? If you show up, I'll give it right back to you. I don't know, something like that, because it is crazy. And I know, like, respecting the time of other people, like, this is literally an act of love and consideration. Okay. This is a tangible way to show that we honor and respect what people are doing. Like, time cannot be replenished. So, if we can respect other people's times, we're acknowledging the value of their lives and commitments. It's already hard for me to actually pinpoint a time and sit down and then pray that my week goes to that because I am a stay-at-home mom. Minus the 2 days I get to bartend, y'all. But I'm at the mercy of kids. Like, sometimes there's after school practice, sometimes they're not. Sometimes practice ends early and I just am at the mercy. It's wild. But I know we can, like, I extend the grace when mistakes happen. Like, it's fine. Forgetting the time change or, I mean, I've even had like people going through some serious shit, that didn't even message, but we have to uphold our standards that can allow our relationships to function respectfully. So I think it's important no matter what that we're setting boundaries around punctuality. It's not being judgmental. It's not, I just want to foster a culture of responsibility and mutual respect. It's not that hard. Like, I would feel terrible if I stood someone up, right? Like, it's people's time is so important. And I feel like just as far as me bringing guests on here, it's just like repeatedly, I'm getting disregarded, which is crazy because this is the Listen Bitch podcast, right? Like, who doesn't want a seat at the table? Let's go, babe. But no, I can't even say that I'm not going to have any more guests because I've already booked a special chat for next week. I know some of you guys know I did a podcast about the neurotech, the medical device that I am currently selling. I'm bringing on two ladies who are going to talk a lot about that. They know a lot more than I do. I am a brain nerd and I know the genuine, the general science behind it, but I think it would be fun for you guys to hear that from someone else. So I do have this scheduled. Their episode should be live on Tuesday. So that's going to be the plan. But come on, Listen Bitch is creating a space for healthy, respectful interactions here, okay? Where we are going to thrive and not take advantage of other people's time. So we'll just make today's topic about the importance of time management. Okay. There is a universal law or truth. It's a truth, right? That we all have the the same 24 hours in a day. No one gets more, no one gets less, but the difference lies in how we're choosing to spend our time. Time is one of those few things that is literally equal for everybody. And I want to make that clear because that sets the stage for understanding that this is personal responsibility. Regardless of your circumstance, regardless of your background, we all have the same 24 hours in a day. And what sets successful people apart or respectful people apart isn't the number of hours that they have, but how they're using every hour. Time is an asset. How you're managing it is going to directly impact everything in your life, every outcome. We are accountable for how we use our time, even if we're busy or distracted or facing challenges. The key here is that it is a choice. It is a choice. I choose to be the stay-at-home mom that's at the mercy of whatever's going on with whatever kid and whatever I need to do for the family that day. You know, this every minute is an opportunity, and it's an opportunity to either move closer to your goals or to drift further away from them. And how you use your time will always be the telltale sign of where you're going to end up. Time management directly connects to success and fulfillment. Imagine your time is literally like your bank account. Every minute is either a deposit or a withdrawal. Are you making deposits that align with your goals? You have to be focused with your intentions. That practicing action, taking massive action, being intentional with our movement. It's not about filling your day with tasks. It is about filling your time with purpose. Focus on what matters the most to you, and everything else just naturally falls into place. It's not about being busy, okay? We don't want to focus on just being busy because that doesn't always get anybody anywhere. In fact, I think a lot of people stay busy so they don't have to take massive responsibility for their shit. And I'm sorry if that's a hard truth. I'm not sorry. I don't know why I said sorry, but fuck it. If that is a hard truth for you, then it's something that you need to face, okay? You want to be productive with a purpose. You want to have clear priorities and you want to set boundaries. Evaluate what you're doing every day. What are your daily tasks? And decide whether those are aligning with your greater purpose. There's the excuse that I've heard the most as a mindset coach is, I don't have time. When I'm asking questions about doing the work, I don't have time. What you're really saying, and this is what I want you to start saying this week, is that it's not a priority. I don't want you to tell me you don't have time. It is not a priority. It's not a priority. When we take that full accountability and we stop making excuses, that's when we start to create space for the things that truly matter. There's how many people are saying, I don't have time for exercise. That's bullshit. Maybe you don't have the luxury of being able to take a 20 to 30 minute drive to the gym and back, but there's plenty of things you can do at home with a limited time. I don't have time to work on my business. That is the best one. I don't have time to work on my business. It's time you start reframing your excuses. Connect it to the core concept of priority. It is not a priority to work out. It is not a priority to work on my business. We all have time for what we prioritize. And it's not about having more time, but making better choices. And it's not about being perfect with your time. It is literally just about being intentional. Just be intentional. Practical time management shit. Maybe you need to do time blocking. Okay, that doesn't work for me, but it doesn't mean it doesn't work for someone else. Allocate specific blocks of time for focused work, for self-care, family, and treat them as non-negotiable. My 23-year-old daughter, super busy, super busy. And, you know, it was a genuine request to block some family time on Sundays. You know, please make the time for this. And you know, the beautiful gift of the yes. There was a yes. As long as there's plenty of, you know, notice and it's something that we set in stone, then she can knock a block off for that. There is an 80-20 rule. If you guys really start to focus, and it's funny because I actually just talked to the husband, well, the wife of the husband and wife team who came up with, who teach this a lot in their practice. They teach it a lot. It's if you can identify the 20% of activities that will yield 80% of your results, what can you do with 20% of your time that is going to launch you into 80% of your results? This is grown-up shit. This is big girl stuff. And at the end of every day, review how you spent your time and make adjustments for the next day. And I'm doing this. I had a crappy start to just being committed to the podcast in the beginning of the year. Okay. I felt like I was drowning and I'm like, I don't know if this is going to work. And I had to make that decision again. Listen, if you're not going to prioritize this, then we can't just keep going, right? If I'm not going to give my all to this, it ends here. And so I set small goals because I think there are a lot of things that I don't have inside the podcast business that could really work for me, like SEO and stuff. And I, all of this crazy tech shit that I've avoided forever. So the small goal was get consistent with the episodes again, with, showing up and putting in the work, get consistent with your emails. We're doing that. Are you guys signed up for emails at brandonlinette.com? You better be, because those motherfuckers just started charging me way more for what I do. Okay. I went over my limit. I'm only allowed like 6,000 emails a month. And thank you, because of my subscribers, that number went up. And I think like you can only have 600 subscribers. I passed that. So I love you guys. I know y'all are listening. I know you're reading. I know you're supporting me. But this was my thing. If I'm going to show up consistently and all that, my next step is to start focusing on what the SEO is and how I can use that to bring more eyes on the podcast, right? And it's nerd tech shit that I'm not a fan of. And it's something that I am making a priority. I literally carved time today to start studying it, okay? Because I really don't have a fucking clue. I know it's search engine optimization, right? It brings traffic to whatever website you're trying to bring, whatever that is. It's like keywords and shit. But do I know where to put them or how to use them? Absolutely not. Do I even know what keywords are important for my niche? No, absolutely not. But is it a priority to me? Yes. You guys have to just adjust for where you are and where you want to go. It's important, and you hold yourself accountable. Be willing to learn new things. And if you need to, find an accountability partner. That is definitely something, whether you guys know it or not, you are my accountability partner, because when I'm not showing up, people are like, what the fuck is going on? So I love that you guys have held me to the fire. I wouldn't be doing this still without you. That's it. When you take control of your time, you take control of your life. Every minute counts. Own it. And this is how you watch your life transform. Time management is that thing that you can control, literally. If you can commit to your goals and prioritize actions that lead to growth and change and success, you win. You win. We're called to be good stewards of everything that God has given us, and that includes time, to be careful how we live, making the most of every opportunity, because days are evil. Time is a precious gift, and when we manage it well, that's how we're honoring God. That's how we're honoring our potential. When we intentionally are managing our time, it doesn't just benefit us personally. It also impacts the people that we love and the people that we serve. We talked about how important it is to serve. We talked about being intentional. We talk about a lot of shit on Listen, Bitch, and I love it. I'm here for this. If you're prioritizing what matters, we become better spouses, parents, friends, coworkers. Your network improves. I love and honor and respect the people that respect my time and show up, and I will do anything. When my messenger goes off for those people, hands down, like, what do you need? Where can I be? How can I help? That's it. Well-managed schedule will free you to invest in other people, to be present, and to love with the time that we have. This allows you to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically. That's where we are grounding with faith and actually aligning in our God-given purpose. This is how we strengthen our relationships, nurture our marriages. It's how we engage with our kids. It's how we serve other people. When we're not overwhelmed by tasks or distractions, we give more ourselves. How much of your life are you spent worrying about the next moments to come rather than just fucking being right there? And it's funny, my husband called me out on that today because I've been telling him like to be more present. It's crazy. He's at work an hour and a half before he goes to work, and there is no, he's just very distracted before he leaves. And our time is on a different schedule because of the hours that he works. So what we have, we should make the most of it. So I'm saying this, and I'm also at the same time, I have this incredible email that caught me off guard and had me thinking about the next moment of like, fuck, this is going to take me 2 or 3 hours today. Great, right? And he's like, in the moment, please. I had to put the phone down and put those feelings to the side and do that. That's what's important. Time spent intentionally with other people, whether it's conversation, acts of service, this is a reflection of God's love for us. I promise my little girls, it's turning into a crappy day today. We got to go to the park for a minute. That was cool. I knew I wanted to do that because I had office shit to do. I want to prioritize the SEO stuff, okay? Still record my content, still write the emails. It's a lot of work in my office. I'm talking like 4 hours just to do the podcast, emails, TikToks, journal prompts, and Bible study for a badass, okay? It takes time because it takes time for me to create my outline, my bullet points, my all of it. Figuring out the email, how that can best represent the podcast, my take on Bible study that includes rereading what I read in the morning to make sure that I'm effectively communicating what I'm understanding and how I see God speaking to me. All of this, it takes time. So if I'm going to be in my office in the moment, then I want to make sure that I've spent effective time with them outside. So I promised them today in between recording stuff that, we're on this huge color fight. That's what we call a color contest. It's a color fight. I don't know. We go through seasons and we're in the season of color fight. Okay. 2 weeks ago, it was the memory game. Okay. We play the memory game constantly. Sometimes it's literal Barbies. I don't know. It goes all over the place. But when I'm with them, I'm in that moment. I'm not thinking about the content. I'm not thinking about recording. I can separate that time. Relationships are the heart of what it is, I think, to be a good Christian. That's it. God calls us to love. And effective time management is allowing us to invest in those connections. When you structure time around the priorities that are going to honor God, if we are really playing that in game to make sure that we have a place in the kingdom, okay, we have to align ourselves with His will. And that doesn't mean that you're never going to face challenges or that you're not going to be distracted. There are a few times here when I get on TikTok and I'm waiting for a video to load. Pretty soon it's been 30 minutes and I've just been scrolling and I'm like, oh shit, my video processed like 29 minutes ago. Right. So it's not about perfect. It's about reining it back in, not beating yourself up and keep going. That's it. If you want your time to be blessed, then be intentional with how you steward your time. I want you to have that peace. Take the massive responsibility. Choose to live intentionally. Follow the correct guidance. Make the most of the time that we've been given. Every minute is an opportunity to live out God's love, to serve other people, and to grow in our faith. We want to leave a legacy of love. And I want to make purpose something everybody strives for, to live in our purpose. So the more we can honor our time, the more we honor God. In doing so, we build all of the things that matter most. So I want you to start today. Just like one step to be a better steward of love and time, really. And that's it for today's episode. That's it for the week. I will see you guys next week. But listen, if you're feeling fired up and ready to take your life to the next level, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. And I would love to hear your thoughts. Take a quick moment to leave a review and let me know how this episode hit you. Your feedback helps me reach more badass people just like you. So let's keep the movement growing. Remember, you're created for greatness. So keep stepping into your power and I'll catch you on the next one. Until then, go be a badass because the world needs a full version of you.